You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Mseni Nursing Home is a few kilometers north of Pietermaritzburg, and I'm sitting on the veranda with Gladys and Serafina. Serafina, even to start with you, if I could, your feelings about voting tomorrow? Do you intend voting?
Yes, I'd like to vote.
How do you feel? This is the first time in your life.
It's frightening. I'm not well. I just fear that perhaps something is going to happen after it.
You say you're not well. Are you talking about personally, you're feeling sick, or the situation in the country regarding the politics?
I'm well inside, but when I'm outside, I'm just feeling I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
That people will come and kill us. When I'm outside, I fear that they'll shoot me because they go around and shoot people.
What keeps you going?
Something my son is credit. Like addresses and money and houses.
That's what you think about?
I think the new government is going to give it to me.
Do any of you have any pets? Cats, dogs, birds?
Yes, dogs. And we've got many cats here. We don't have rats, which were troubling us before. And dogs are barking. And we can just wake up and peep on the windows and see what is going on outside.
The kitchen at the Zamani Cripple Care Home, I find Becky and Keys making pulchres, bread, having a drink. Becky, tomorrow a big day for you. What does it mean to you to be voting tomorrow?
In my mind, I told myself that we are going to vote for the good government.
Do you expect life to get a lot better? Are you very expectant of what's going to come out of this election?
I can't talk very much about that because I really don't know what is going to happen after an election. Being a man, being a person in South Africa, we must be very happy for this coming election.
Have you all been briefed and educated, taught how to go about voting?
Yes, we have taught how to go about voting last week. Then we are fully aware what is going on about in the voting to an election. Luckily, we are going to vote around here. It's not even a kilometer from here where I am.
Ken Collins' house is an old age home slap bang in the middle of Pietermaritzburg. And I'm joined around a tea table by Avis McMeekin and Bessie Schroeder. What provisions have been made for you to vote as elderly?
They're sending somebody here tomorrow and we're having a special vote. So they're coming here so we don't have to be mixed up in the queues.
A fair degree of excitement, I'd imagine.
Rather. Because we've got blacks here too.
Why are you laughing, Bessie?
We're all about the excitement.
You're excited and I haven't even asked you to get excited yet.
It's going to be peace and happiness.
Do you, Bessie, do you think everything's going to work out after this election?
Oh, sure it will, with God's help and guidance.
Will you expect more from a future government when it comes to making life easier for the elderly?
I'm quite happy. As long as there's peace and do away with all this horrible killing and necklace thing. It's terrible. I must say, peace and happiness.
Avis, you're not allowed to be happy. Everybody's got to moan about something. Yeah, Bessie, did you want to moan about anything?
Not really. I'm very happy here. We're very well looked after. As far as I'm concerned, it's lovely here for us.
And what a walk down memory lane once more. Angus Begg there visiting the community of Pietermaritzburg on the eve of the first democratic elections in South Africa now 30 years ago. And you know, listening to what people had to say back then and it reminds you of where we were. There was so much concern. There was so much fear. And, you know, I remember, I think we spoke about this during the week, how people had been stockpiling because on groceries and other stuff because of the uncertainty. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And very often we reflect on those snaking queues where everybody had an opportunity to go and vote, but we forget just how tense that moment was. We went back and reflected on what happened during the Boy Patong massacre this week. There was also the assassination of Chris Hani, those CODESA talks breaking down, coming to a halt at certain stages. So there was quite a bit to be tense about around that time. And yeah, I remember the day before walking into what was then, remember then it was okay and you had checkers. And checkers was yellow and black back in the day and okay bazaars. And the shelves were just empty. They were empty because nobody was certain, also given what was happening with some of the political formations on the periphery, not necessarily wanting this transition to democracy. So, yeah, those were interesting times. Also, the one lady saying she's waiting for a house. Remember the RDP? And I think this is one of the things where government has really done well. Yes, there has been shoddy workmanship in certain instances where the houses were not up to scratch. But I remember at that time, the last time that houses were built, for example, in the community that I grew up in, my grandparents had been, they were given homes, houses. Then you had their children who had children, and we were of an age where some of our mates already had children. So you already had three generations and not a single house had been built. So that was the situation that needed to be addressed. So I'm just, you know, really relishing listening to all of these snippets and going back, thinking of where we were, what happened and how far we've come. And as I said, please feel free to share your memories with us as well.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.